Go, Red Hot the cattle, and to my surprise, my lawn was full of bodies just gathering up the flies. A few more chopping down the cattle. Well, my clothes are not good that I left. We're going stubble, put him on his bed. We back to climb, buddy Island. Thank you.
man.
Yeah, hot.
Yeah, we are.
We're in this really cheesy restaurant right now. It looks like Pirates of the Caribbean in Disney World. So if you've never been to Disney World, this is pretty much what Pirates of the Caribbean looks like.
And,
they want us to introduce
our new video.
And ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, we already introduced ourselves.
Yeah, we introduced ourselves.
This is our video. It's called Big Time Operator.
Yeah, and hopefully this is the one with all the offensive parts left in. They were found too offensive by some other video music thing, which we won't name. And but hopefully this has everything in it. So, be lucky.
Okay. Listen, let's talk about the names of the albums. To me, I think they're the best titles around right now. How about Big Lizard? How'd you get the title for that?
Him and I had a roommate. He was a really weird guy, and he bought this iguana. And the iguana kept getting bigger and bigger. And he kept, all he would say, like, every day he would come and look at the iguana and go, I'm going to have to buy a bigger pen. And so that's just what I came from. The idea of what it just kept growing.
How about
That's because we had all these awful REM type Paisley bands opening for us on one tour. All these guys all had the Rickenbacker guitars and really dumb haircuts and everything.
And the 2-hour sound checks.
Yeah, 2 hours. So. Yeah, like, we can't get the Rickenbackers to sound jangly enough.
And the new one, the best yet, Bucky Fellini.
If you say it really fast, you can get off the air.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to die. So he puts it on the set list.
For you, I nearly died.
Spaxine! Oh, it's gonna be a lonely rest of the tour. Spaxine! Oh. No, now we're gonna pray. Now we're gonna call on divine power. Get your motor running. Head out on the highway looking for adventure. And Charles Nelson Riley!
Who has the biggest rat? Who was there? That's right.
Is there everybody sounding like the Dead Wolfmen, but they sound like the Hooters.
There's a lot of different kinds of music happening.
Nobody really wants to sound like the Hooters. I don't even think the Hooters want to sound like
the... Oh, wait a minute. There's one band. Picture this.
Oh, no. The worst band I play is a band called The Dave. There's this whole band based on this girl's breasts, right? The lead singer has just tremendous breasts, right? But the thing is, like, they're really awful, really. And I saw them over to the Ramones once. The Ramones always go.
Big breasts.
Well, like, she wears this, like, support rock. She has this shirt cut off right about here. And of course, the guys are like, hey! Actually, it's all...
Do they break the bottles on their
head? Yeah, she can break bottles on her head, right? Because she's like this karate girl, the girl from the breast and the game. So I was trying to break bottles on my head, and all I managed to do was get, like, a bunch of lumps and stuff. But I think I looked better doing it. Maybe they actually broke.
Everybody's gone, that's a burning fire.
baby gonna find her now. She looks a tad in red. Southern Sky!
To put it on the record, yeah.
Have you guys got any more coming out? Anything else? Other singles?
You'll dance to anything,
well,
probably.
A yes and no question, so you have to answer by shaking your head like this.
What else we got?
I don't know, ask me about some of the crimes we committed on the road.
Okay. Or, tell me about the road.
Okay, basically what we like about the road is that, like, we can tell girls, we can say, hey baby, I'm gonna make you a star. I'm gonna put your face on every milk carton across the street. And then, like, what we can do is, like, we get up every morning, like this morning, Jeff and I were throwing butter out of our hotel window, hitting, like, the cars in the parking lot. That was kind of fun. Then we came in here and we saw this, but we can actually throw things on the people eating. So we're gonna have a lot of fun with that tomorrow.
I have a cap gun, I like to fire an
lightning up there.
Too.
Yeah, we remember the days of hell.
Yeah.
Sounds like an original. Thank you. J. Fox. Find a burrow owl up in a tree. That wily rascal lives in the ground. Ha! Ha! $6.66 worth of unleaded and make it snappy. I'm driving my granddaughter to the abortion clinic. Ha, 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 ha. Yes.
Get in the car. on it. And she turned to me and she said, you know, after that accident they had at Chernobyl, scientists have discovered that people can withstand a lot more radiation than they previously had thought. So maybe nuclear power isn't such a bad idea after all.